There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
Welcome to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining me today. Before we get to our guest today, I thought I would introduce myself. I'm a student of all things paranormal. I have a keen fascination with ghosts, spirits, ufology, demonology, and cryptozoology. I'm a paranormal investigator and an intuitive. I've been helping people for many years, helping them with spirits in their home, helping people reach out to their loved ones using my paranormal equipment. My favorite piece of equipment is called a spirit box, which is just a radio that rapidly scans through radio frequencies, and it is said that spirits can use the energy to talk to us in real time. Is it real? I think so, but not everyone agrees, and that's okay. But a spirit box is also known as a ghost box, which is why my paranormal team is called Minnesota Ghost Box, and this show is called Ghost Box Radio. I believe that interaction with spirits doesn't need to be what we mainly see on TV, which is often thought to be dark and evil. And I try to share my knowledge of how to conduct respectful paranormal investigations at haunted locations to people who like to experience real spirit interaction with my other group, Parafriends Events, where we do public paranormal investigations and psychic medium galleries all around Minnesota and beyond. Like I say, I believe in good spirit interaction, but it doesn't always work that way. Unfortunately, sometimes there's evil, and trying to work through that is meant for very specific people to tackle on their own, and today we're going to speak with one of them. I am really excited for our guest today. Bishop James Long is the presiding bishop for the United States of Old Catholic Church and offers spiritual and life help for those who seek assistance. What brought my attention to Bishop Long is that he is an exorcist. I watch him on Facebook do his nightly show, The Sacred Divisions, and offer night prayers to people who need them. I have seen him on television programs such as The Possessed, The Haunted Boy, Spooks, Ghost Adventures, and recently Portals to Hell on the Travel Channel. He has appeared on A&E, Destination America, National Geographic, and Coast to Coast. This show is devoted to demonology and the rite of exorcism. Bishop James Long, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you very much, and I'd like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, call and ask a question for Bishop James Long live on air. Please call 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or you can email us a comment or a question, and you can do that at the email address comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. And you can also watch me live in studio right now on AM950 Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AM950radio. And you can leave a comment there. Bishop Long, I just want to say, first of all, you and I have been, you know, chatting back and forth for a very long time. I've known you for a very long time. But, you know, one of the interesting things that I thought what happened in our communication on Friday is I've been calling you a demonologist for forever, quite honestly, and you very politely changed that, you fixed that for me because you're an exorcist, and I thought that's a really interesting point to talk about where the difference is between demonology and someone who is an exorcist.
Yeah. The exorcist, when you're dealing with a demonologist and an exorcist, now, demonology, you might have a laity demonologist, and that is someone who has no ties really to the church. And then you have religious demonologists, and that is also laity. And those individuals primarily go out and investigate cases, and they gather the information. They're trained in demonology, so they have knowledge, and they actually have experience working in the field, and they gather all this information. Now, based on their experience and their knowledge on demonology, if they think it really warrants an exorcist attention, they will then send that to me and say, hey, Bishop, we have a problem. For example, Rich Valdez is a religious demonologist with the United States Old Catholic Church, and we've been doing this for 15 years. And so he's very knowledgeable, has been mentored by some really serious individuals who have a deep love for this calling. And so he knows what he's looking for. And so if he ever calls me and says, Bishop, we have a problem, that immediately grabs my attention, because when Rich says there's a problem, there's a problem. And so that is how... That's the difference. An exorcist is someone who is actually validly ordained and trained to perform the rite. And a demonologist has no business performing the minor rite of exorcism or the solemn rite, because they're not trained in it. They're not clergy. And that really isn't their job. Their job is to gather the evidence, decipher what it is, and then forward that information to an exorcist. And the exorcist will determine what needs to be done after that.
When it comes to the term of exorcism, you know, I hear that used quite a bit, outside of like the Catholic Church. And my question has always been, isn't that a specific rite for the Catholic Church, or is that a term that could be used beyond the Catholic Church?
Well, when you're talking about the office itself, the first mention of the office was by Pope Cornelius in 253. And the first form of rite of exorcism was written in 1614. So this is a very ancient ritual. Now, exorcisms, there are other denominations that do perform exorcisms, but the rite itself, if you're talking about the solemn rite of exorcism from the Roman Catholic Church, in the rubrics, which is the red writing, it tells you very plainly that if you are not a validly ordained priest, who has been given permission by his ordinary, which is his bishop, then you have no business even reading this rite. And so, because serious consequences could have come to this. I mean, if people are not trained in this rite and you perform an exorcism on someone and you have no idea what you're doing, you could kill someone. And so it is a very, very serious. And as I stated earlier, you have demonology. We both have been in the paranormal field for a long time. I've been in for over 20 years. I've studied demonology for over 40 years. And I can tell you that this, I'm deeply concerned with people claiming to be demonologists and performing rituals they have no business performing. And that tells me that there really is such a lack of knowledge and understanding between demonologists and exorcists.
That is something that I see so often in the field. You know, so many people do throw that word around, demonology, you know, and demonologist, and it scares me too. And, you know, to your point, you know, that you could have a rough idea of the things to say to try to take a demon out of a person, but that doesn't mean you know how to do it. And like you said, it's more harm than good. And I really don't think hardly anyone truly understands the consequences for not even trying to do an exorcism, but even just trying to stick your toe into the demonology pool, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, well, when I started in the paranormal community 20 years ago, I didn't want to go public with my ministry. And when I started, the only other Catholic clergy member was McKenna up in New England State. And he really didn't want to, and he was old Catholic, but he didn't want to take on many cases. He didn't want to be a public figure. He wanted to do a few cases, and that was it. He's a very quiet man. I did not want to go public. There were only a few people, literally a couple within the paranormal at that time, calling themselves demonologists. There were no Catholic clergy, none, other than McKenna helping the paranormal community. I know, because back in the day, we used Yahoo groups to communicate. There was no MySpace. There was no Facebook. If you were in the paranormal, you communicated through Yahoo groups. That's how we all communicated. And so I know who was clergy at that time, and there was none. Father Andrew Calder was an Episcopalian, but he was of a schismatic group from the main Episcopal Church. And he did not want to perform exorcism. He had no desire to do that at all. That was not his calling. So people kept telling me, James, we need a Catholic clergy to help. We don't have anyone. And so when I went public with my ministry, I had no intention on going to be a public figure or to even do television shows. Interesting enough, I've never seen one show that I've done. I've never watched it. And quite honestly, I've never been paid. So this ministry is 100% free. And the reason is I did this is because people asked me to help. And I wanted people to know about the United States Old Catholic Church and the paranormal clergy. I mean, I couldn't pay for that type of advertisement, so they wanted me to help them. I do it for free anyway. And at the same time, I asked them to help promote the United States Old Catholic Church and the paranormal clergy.
Did they put any money towards the ministries at all, or you got nothing at all?
No. And that's just the way it was. I don't really care.
Sure.
Because it's never been about money ever for me. And as a matter of fact, I prefer not to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've taken a vow of poverty. I'm a Benedictine. I studied with the Benedictines in the Roman Catholic Church. I love the Benedictine spirituality. And so as a Benedictine, I embrace that type of lifestyle. And I just have no patience or desire to go down the road of being egotistical or doing it for money, or what kind of thing can I buy if I perform this exorcism or that? Because that really is an abomination, because the rite is very, very, very sacred, and it should never be used for the purpose of, you know, putting money in your pocket ever.
No. I mean, I do get that. It just that, you know, there's so much money that they make that, you know, it goes, you do have a couple ministries that we're going to be talking about in the next segment that could really benefit from some money. So why don't we do this? We're going to take our first break. And when we come back after the break, we're going to continue our conversation with Bishop James Long about demonology, his faith, and his ministry. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. Cafe Latte's award-winning gourmet cafeteria has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity, so come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, they still have online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards at CafeLatte.com. That's Cafe Latte, located off Victoria and Grand in St. Paul. Crooner's Supper Club has two great options this summer for enjoying live music from a safe distance. Their Lakeside Drive-In Concerts, enjoyed from the comfort of your car, and the brand new Lakeside Cafe with sheltered table seating for couples and parties of four. It's a more intimate, distance-safe way to enjoy great food and top-name Twin Cities performers in the open air. That's Crooner's off Moore Lake and Highway 65. Reservations at croonersmn.com.
Hi, this is Laura. 2020 has been marked by a virus, growing evidence of the climate crisis, a political uprising, and many of us are feeling unsettled. Together, we get by with a little help from our friends. Together, we find the resilience to meet the moment. Regenerative economics holds great promise for improved systems. Instead of a dog-eat-dog world, let's create a trust economy, one that honors the earth and sees the limitless value of each individual. When we buy from each other, we know each other. Go to am950radio.com and see the wonderful independent businesses AM950 relies on to exist. These businesses are more than advertisers. They are our friends. We all get by with a little help from our friends. Help us build the AM950 business ecosystem. If you know of a company, service, or product that belongs in the AM950 community, let me know. Laura at am950radio.com, or you may also call the station 952-946-8885. AM950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today is Bishop James Long of the United States Old Catholic Church, and he is a well-respected exorcist. We'll be talking about all of this in this segment. Once again, though, I'd just like to remind everybody, if you want to call in and ask Bishop Long a question, please do so. You can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or you can email a comment to us. The email address is comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. And some of you are watching right now. I am live in studio. You can see the cam on AM 950 Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AM950radio. And for those of you who have left comments, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Bishop Long, you know, I thought that maybe we should backtrack a second here. You know, we talk about some very heavy subjects such as demonology and exorcism, but you know, I do feel like that, you know, when we see this stuff on TV, that we're not really seeing the whole thing. Can you define what you look for when you have a case where someone believes that they are possessed by evil or by a demon?
Oh, yeah. There's an extensive background that we do before we even consider performing an exorcism. And let me just say also, if you don't mind, I would like to say, as the United States Old Catholic Church would like to give their love and compassion to all those individuals who are celebrating today National Coming Out Day. Okay. And so that is an important moment, because there's far too many people who have been ostracized. And so we embrace those individuals.
Thank you for that.
And, well, you were asking about the process. The process is a demonologist will go out and gather the information. If everything is clear, and we believe that this individual is suffering from possession, then we require psychological evaluation performed by a licensed psychiatrist. Plus, we have a mental health therapist on our team, and we all do this for free, and mm-hmm. this individual must speak to our mental health therapist as well. Now, based on that, and I speak to the mental health therapist and what her evaluation was, and their evaluation from a licensed psychiatrist, because we do not want to perform an exorcism of someone with dissociative identity disorder, which is multiple personality. Because if you do, you can create another personality, or a paranoid schizophrenia. Because if you do, you put them in a paranoid state, and you know they could commit suicide. So mm-hmm. it's very dangerous to perform an exorcism on someone without following proper protocol. But let us assume I've done 29 exorcisms in 20 years. It's very rare, very, very rare, but it does exist. And so they pass the background check. There's no medicines, the prescription medicine that's causing them to hallucinate, hear voices. And then I will go on the scene. And now an exorcist who's validly trained will know what to do. So when I arrive, the person many times is not under possession. There is transient possession when the demonic will enter the body and leave at will. And there's perfect possession where the person is always under the status of possession. So when I walk in, normally the person, we're dealing with transient possession. And I will do things quietly to force the entity to manifest itself, and the person then goes under transient possession. The individual has no idea what I'm doing, but I will personally do religious tests to determine if there is possession. If the person does not go under transient possession, then we do not perform the solemn rite of exorcism. We perform what is called a deliverance. And a deliverance is performed with someone who is under the stage of oppression. And a deliverance is not the same thing as an exorcism.
Got it. That's, you know, that's really interesting. And, you know, I don't know of all the times that we've talked that we've actually ever really gone through that. And that is really, really interesting. Just want to quickly thank you to those of you who are sending in emails to us to ask questions at comment@am950radio.com. We have an email from Amanda. And Amanda has wanted to ask you, Bishop Long, is she was wondering, what is the most dangerous exorcism you've ever done? And she's just curious what had happened.
I would have to say probably my first one when I served as an assistant, because, you know, I had read for all my life. I read on demonology and studied demonology and possession. I started reading when I was 9 years old, and I haven't stopped reading. I constantly read all the time. And it was probably my first one, because, you know, you read and you prepare and you listen to your mentor and you But until you are actually in the presence of a demonic, there's a big difference. Because you had mentioned something, how close is it as far as to movies? Well, in some cases, it is close. The Exorcist has the pea soup. Well, that's not actually, that's not fiction. Because if you, what happens is that when a person is under the stage of possession and you try to give them substance of life like food or water, they become violently evil. They become violently sick and evil, and they regurgitate, and they regurgitate. It's violent regurgitation, and that person could go into dehydration, malnutrition. It's very easy to go into dehydration. So, when I perform an exorcism, I have a medical team that is there monitoring the vitals of the individual who's possessed, because I'm not trained in the medical field. Mm-hmm. So if this person goes into a stroke or heart attack, or it becomes so dehydrated that it's forcing the body to shut down, I have to stop, and because the body could expire. That, and that's a real possibility. Mm-hmm. So when you see those things, you have to have help. You have to have a medical team, and you should have a medical team. So the reality is it is similar. But I would say when I was an assistant, I went to a room. She was not under possession, but we began to do the things, and her hand started to shake. We knew based on what she was doing that she was going under transient possession. And during the rite, after the Litany of Saints, there's a time when an exorcist will lift the lids, the eyelids, to determine, are the pupils, are they dilating? What are the colorization? I'm not going to go into details because I don't want people to do this, but I lit the eyelids, and they were solid black.
Oh, goodness.
There was nothing. It was nothing. I was not prepared. I was prepared intellectually because I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a reflect. I could see my reflection.
To see it actually face to face, right? To see it face to face makes it. It has to be frightening.
The only thing that I can describe it to you is complete predatorial, but at the same time. Emptiness, just complete, and I couldn't move. It was as if my body was frozen. When I lift the lids, and it was complete solid blackness, and I could see my reflection. It was like a mirror, mm-hmm. and I could see myself in the reflection of the eyes. And then she would make gutter noises with her mouth, and but still, even then, my body froze. And my mentor then pulled me back by my collar. And he did a ritual there for me, and we continued. But that was my introduction to you need to humble yourself. And when you're face to face with true evil, then you need to be ready. And so that was my wake up call. I think all the studying and all the learning and all the mentoring that helped, certainly, but until you actually experience it, you'll never understand it.
No. You know, these segments go by pretty quickly. So, you know, what we're going to do, we're gonna take another break here. And when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit more about, we're going to move a little bit away from demonology and exorcism and talk about what Bishop Long is doing beyond that, because he's doing some good work that helps a lot of people, and that hopefully that some of you might want to help him out in some way. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com. Next Chapter Booksellers can help you find that perfect book. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Snap Construction wants to say thank you to all of the brave healthcare workers, first responders, police officers, and firefighters for putting themselves ahead of others every day. Your bravery is heroic, and to all of our fellow Americans, best wishes and health to you and your families from Snap Construction.
Hey, I guess we found a new name for our show.
Really? What's the new name?
Pilots Progressive Party.
How did you ever come up with that?
Pilots our name and progressive fun is our game.
Well, what's that about?
It's a one-hour news show with progressive guests and information you normally don't hear on the radio.
Well, that's so exciting. I have a few ideas for guests myself.
I know they'll be progressive.
Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on AM 950.
The Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Join author William Souter for a virtual launch of his new book, Mad at the World, A Life of John Steinbeck, hosted by Next Chapter Booksellers on Wednesday, October 14th. Pulitzer Prize finalist William Souter explores Steinbeck's long apprenticeship as a writer, struggling through the depths of the Great Depression, and his rise to greatness. It also illuminates Steinbeck's talent for showing empathy in his work. That's a virtual book launch for William Souter, hosted by Next Chapter Booksellers on Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Register now at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Do you believe in ghosts? Ever wondered if aliens from other planets visit the Earth? Have you ever thought about whether Bigfoot is real? My name is Greg Bakken, and on my new show, Ghost Box Radio, we'll have these conversations about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual, bringing together guests who are experts in these fields. Join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. for Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on AM 950, even if you're a skeptic.
Looking for something to spruce up the walls in your new room? How about a live art auction featuring artists from the St. Paul Art Collective? October is Art Month, and they've planned events all month long to bring artists and art lovers together. Visit all your favorite Lower Town artists and find a few new favorites by visiting stpaulartcollective.org and on Facebook at St. Paul Art Collective. They've also added an online auction, which is a fundraiser for both artists and the St. Paul Art Collective. The St. Paul Art Collective has been supporting local Minnesota artists since 1977. Find more details at stpaulartcollective.org and on Facebook at St. Paul Art Collective. That's stpaulartcollective.org and on Facebook at St. Paul Art Collective.
And every Sunday night, I just want to let you all know that every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghost Box Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostBox, you can see me do a live Spirit Box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee a respectful communication with spirits. Why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for my live Spirit Box session and see what it's like. And if you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation for your business or home, send me an email, greg@ghostboxradio.com, and you can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @gregbert007 or @MinnesotaGhostBox, which is MNGhostBox. We return to our conversation with our guest, Bishop James Long of the United States Old Catholic Church, and he is a well-respected exorcist. And as I keep saying, and I will say it again, if you want a question to be read on the air, you can send us an email, comment@am950radio.com. You can call in at 952-946-6205. And for those of you watching on Facebook, thank you very much. And you can watch me at facebook.com/AM950radio and leave a comment there if you so wish. Bishop Long, one question that I did have that we probably should talk about here is, what is the difference between the United States Old Catholic Church and how does it differ to the Roman Catholic Church?
Yeah, you know, I studied for the Roman Catholic priesthood for 6 years, but basically in the 1870s, the Netherlands Church in Utrecht was given complete autonomy by Pope Leo XIII because the Pope couldn't travel back and forth to consecrate bishops. And so they became quite wealthy, very wealthy church. And at that time, in the around 1890s, Rome was having some problems financially. And so Rome then came to the church in Utrecht and said, hey, oh, by the way, all your money and all your property is now ours. Hmm. And so they said, no, we have complete autonomy by Pope Leo XIII. And then the papacy said, well, then you're all heretics. and you're not a member of the church anymore if you don't do it. So anyway, the Pope then declared himself infallible. And so if the Pope is infallible, you can't argue with him on certain issues, certain doctrine. And so then they said that's enough. And so in 1890s, there was a split in the Roman Catholic Church. Now, within the United States, there are many old Catholics. There are some that are very inclusive and liberal. There are some that are very conservative, and they will not ordain women. And then there are moderates. And the United States Old Catholic Church is a moderate church, and we are inclusive in that we welcome everybody. And we do celebrate the seven sacraments. And if you are Catholic and you come to one of our masses, or if we are having mass on air and you see us on Facebook or social media, it's going to be identical practically to the Roman Church because we use the same rite.
Okay. And you use same scripture and everything, same Bible?
Yes, it is. And also, it's very important to note that and people say, well, you're not valid Catholic. Well, that's actually not true, because in the Roman Catholic Church, there's a document that was written by Pope John Paul, ratified by Cardinal Ratzinger, of course, Pope Benedict, that clearly stated that any church that has valid apostolic succession while not in perfect communion with Rome is validly Catholic. And so I can actually show my apostolic succession to Peter. So in other words, Peter laid hands upon this apostle, and that apostle laid hands upon this apostle, et cetera, et cetera. So we do have valid apostolic succession, which makes us Catholic.
Okay. So you do report up to the Pope then?
No. We acknowledge that he is the bishop, the Archbishop of Rome,
got it,
and the head of the Roman Catholic Church. So we acknowledge certainly his role, but we do not answer. We have a council of bishops within the United States Old Catholic Church. Our presiding bishop currently right now actually is Michael Sinico in Washington, D.C., and I serve as the coadjutor to the Archbishop.
Okay. And just for the record, I once stated that I was infallible, and that went nowhere. You know, it was a grave mistake actually for me to do that. But you know, we live and learn. You know, let's talk about your ministry where you give to help feed the homeless and help single moms. And can we talk about that a little bit too? Because you are always accepting donations to help them.
Sure. And our seminarians are fantastic, and as well as our clergy. Our seminarians are just full of fire. They are so eager to help others. And so for 30 years, I've been helping the homeless minister. I used to be a shelter coordinator for a homeless shelter here in Louisville. And now what I do is I go to homeless camps in Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and I pass off food, clothes, sleeping bags, tents. And I've been doing that for quite some time. And for 15 years now, I've been helping single moms who just get out of an abusive relationship. They're younger moms, they're younger mothers, and people say, well, why don't they get government help? Well, they do. And if you ever apply for government assistance, you know, sometimes it takes some time. You're not going to get immediate help. It could take a month or two or even longer. And in the meantime, they need immediate assistance. So what I do is I have online courses, and 100% of that goes to funding my ministry. And that, because we don't receive stipends. So as clergy, we receive no income, no housing, no car allowance, no insurance. We receive no financial compensation whatsoever as clergy. There's 100% volunteer, and most of our clergy are working priests. So our secular jobs pays for our ministry. And so I have people from all over the United States and even in the world asking me to come help them. And some of these cases are absolutely legitimate, and they need clergy assistance immediate. But regrettably, I haven't won the lottery, and I can't jump on the plane and head to these people's homes. I'm dealing with a case right now that's pretty far away from me, and I just can't get to them.
And I see on a you know, not a regular basis, but I see once in a while that you put out a call for help to people on your Facebook pages of like, hey, you know, we got this case, and you know, and any sort of help that we can get would be greatly appreciated, because it is a matter, you know, that you know, I think a lot of us just think of this as you go out and you take care of business, you do what you need to do, and that's it. But there's all the logistics that go along with it, and you're right that there is cases you know, in other parts of the country that means you have to travel, you have to figure out how to get there, you have to stay, you have to eat, and that stuff takes, you know, a lot of planning and a lot of work, and it takes money.
Certainly does. And the thing people have to, do you realize that I at one time, and this is just recent, last couple of years that I've been asking for 20 years, actually for 18, the last 2 years I finally asked for help. I put $10,000 on my own credit card. And I almost put myself in some serious financial stressful times. I can't do this anymore. I want to help people. I want to get to people, but I can't put $10,000 on my credit card and be in debt and be stressed out about how in the world am I going to pay that back when I've taken a vow of poverty. And I shouldn't have to.
No.
I should not have to. But I did. And so now I have to ask for help because I cannot go back into $10,000 in debt, and I shouldn't have to.
No. I mean, I don't even understand how you could pay that back. You're not making any money.
It's very stressful. Yeah, very stressful.
Yes, I can only imagine. And I do want to point out to folks, you know, that to be able to help Bishop Long's ministry for the homeless and for single moms, you can go to his site, www.bishopjameslong.com, and on the main page, down at the bottom of the page, it gives you options to donate. And you know, I mean, everyone's donating for a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things happening in the world right now that is, you know, people need help. But I would really recommend and ask if folks could give a little to Bishop Long, because you know every little bit helps. And then you also offer, you mentioned it just a couple minutes ago, you offer some paranormal online courses, and I was wondering if you could talk about those a little bit.
Sure. I teach demonology, angelology, paranormal studies, and genealogy. It's all online. It's 100% automated, and you learn at your own pace. And because people kept telling me over and over, well, we need to learn more. There needs to be more. Well, okay. So I have some great courses. And again, you learn at your own pace. And the funds of that goes to the ministry as well. So, you know, they can go to bishopjameslong.com and click on the paranormal course link and sign up.
And, you know, that's been something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I haven't, and I need to do so because it's knowledge, isn't it? And, you know, I think that, you know, if there's a lot of people out there, and, you know, we run in circles with people who do a lot of paranormal work, a lot of, you know, they get themselves into situations maybe they shouldn't be getting themselves into, that, you know, it's like it might not be a bad idea to kind of take some of these to kind of know what is what, especially when it comes to demonology. And to be clear, though, Bishop Long, taking this course on demonology does not make you a demonologist, right?
Absolutely, 100%. It does not, but it does give you the knowledge and information on demonology. But no, you're not certified as a demonologist. And unfortunately, in the paranormal community, people have taken my course, and regrettably, people have kind of copied and pasted and starting their own courses. And I wish people wouldn't do that. But you know, I just pray for those individuals. But no, this does not. Make you a demonologist, but it is a very good educational tool.
Yeah, no, it's something that I definitely need to do. We have about 2 minutes before we go to break again, and so we'll probably end up cutting off this answer to this question, and we'll pick up after break. But you know, for those people who are interested in doing some try to be a demonology and stuff. A demonologist, I should say. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the physical side effects that you personally have endured to do the work that you do, because I think that's one of the things that people need to understand, how dangerous this is.
Yeah, this is a ministry, first of all, and that's really important to note. And once you step in foot into this field, you're going to get acquainted with demonic entities simply because of this. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah.
Now you know I said your name. Now you know that we have a connection. The minute you step in the field of demonology, you now have a connection to the demonic entities. Unfortunately, demonic entities are cowards, and they take advantage. So, and they will appear when you're lonely and depressed. And when you have no one around, that's when the demonic entities will say, hey, remember me.
Mm-hmm.
So there are serious consequences. And, you know, especially as an exorcist, I will live under the stage of oppression for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life.
Yep.
You know, I was 420 pounds at one time. I was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is somebody who studied since I was 9 years old. And I was dying. And my doctor, cardiologist, even said, you have 1 year to live. You understand this. And so that's when I did the weight loss surgery. I took a year off from everything and focused 100% on my health. this is a lifelong commitment to this ministry and, more importantly, to God.
And you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared in every possible way. And thank you for saying my name now and connecting me like that. That's great.
thankfully, I'm not a demonic entity. Thankfully, but you know, I do have that some haters out there. So maybe they would say, "No, I promise you, we're good on that level."
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and take our last break? You know, when we come back, you know, we're gonna finish our conversation with Bishop Long. There's gonna be a lot of questions left on the table because it's all moving so quickly. But we're gonna get through what we can. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. With the recent round of storms that came through the Twin Cities, some of you may have sustained damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. Call Snap Construction, the company we trust, to see if you sustained damage. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, and window company in the metro. Ryan, how are you able to help people that may have had damage from these storms?
Well, Chad, with experience, we've helped thousands of Minnesotans with their storm damage claims. If you suspect your home has damage or was denied in the past, give us a call for your free inspection. It can take up to a year for hail and wind damage to reveal itself. The insurance process can be complicated. We make it easy. We use the same costing software that all insurance companies rely on. As always, we stand behind our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. Don't wait. Call us for your free estimate or inspection today. 612-333-SNAP. 612-333-SNAP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-844-358-9985. 1-844-358-9985. That's 1-844-358-9985.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bach, and as we celebrate Ghosttober, Ghosttober is Travel Channel's celebration with programming all month long on their network with all sorts of new paranormal programming. Next week, I'll have someone from one of their amazing shows as a guest. Now, we haven't figured out quite who that is yet. We've been working with the Travel Channel to figure out who that's going to be, but with all the scheduling and stuff, it's still kind of up in the air. So I guarantee, though, it's going to be a lot of fun, so please join us for that. Our final segment here with Bishop James Long of the United States Old Catholic Church, well-respected exorcist. Once again, you know, we have a little bit of time left, so if anyone wants to call in at 952-946-6205 or send us an email address is comment at am950radio.com. you are more than welcome to do so. I'm going to be having a lot of leftover questions, Bishop Long, because there's just so much that we have not gotten to yet. But I, you know, as much as I like talking about your work as a demonologist and exorcist, one of the things that I really want to do is make sure that we're promoting some of the stuff that you're doing. And every night you do a nightly Facebook show called The Sacred Division. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that for us, please.
Well, actually, it's interesting because we did, and I decided to make a change to that. And because I've been doing the Sacred Division since 2003, and I loved doing it, and it was a lot of fun, but, you know, it was putting me in a spotlight, and I don't want to be. I want to focus on the ministry and helping people and doing that. I've done enough public media and television shows, all that stuff. I've done enough. And I really want to focus primarily on the church, you know, and spreading the message that if you have a calling, if people have a calling to serve as a priest or a deacon, and they're a woman or LGBTQ, or they're married, and they were told no, well, we're telling you yes. And you can go to www.usocc.org and check us out. We are a small sacramental faith community that believe in the sacraments, that believe in spreading love and compassion to everyone. So Monday through Friday, I have replaced the Sacred Division with night prayer. And that's Compline, basically. And we all gather together from all walks of faith, all walks of life, and we pray together. And we pray for things that are going on. We need more positivity. I mean, haven't we seen enough negativity? We're inundated with it.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do. And then on Sundays, I do Bible study. And that's and people can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Bishop James Long. And I always post what we're doing, how you can listen to it. So Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard, it's night prayer. And then Sundays we just did Bible study today at 3. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone is invited. We welcome everyone. I have friends. You know as well as I do, when you're the paranormal, you have friends from all walks of faith. Yeah. I mean, people who... Mm-hmm. And I'm not here to judge. That's not my place. And unfortunately, Christianity, there have been so much damage done by people who have been on the pulpit and condemn people because they're gay or a woman or because they're divorced or because of this or because of that. That's not Christianity. That is not Christianity. And when I express to people my deep love for Christ, and then I tell them this is why. Because when you really understand Jesus, when you understand Christ, this is a man who defended prostitutes, defended tax collectors, who embraced and loved lepers, people who were outcasts of society, people who were told, you're not worth it, go away, you're the outs. That Christ is who came on the scene and embraced and showed love to them. That is the God that I love. And that is the message that I spread. You know, it's one of the greatest stories, and I don't want to make this a Bible hour, and I'm not trying to, but when I talk about the Jesus that I understand, the fact of the prostitute, you know, when all the men, you know, she was out, and unfortunately the man committed adultery, and the man's law said she's going to be stoned to death. But, of course, the man was just going to be whipped. Oh, he was just going to be whipped. But the woman, oh, no, she gets stoned, right, because she's a woman. But Jesus then showed up on the scene. And he wrote down, and he bent down and he wrote on the sand. Do you know what he was writing on the sand?
Mm-mm.
He was writing every single person's sin who was holding a stone in their hands. He was writing their sins in the sand. And when he stood up, that's when he said, those of you without sin, cast the first stone. And that's why the men dropped their stones. That's the type of Jesus that I'm in love with. That's the type of message that I want to spread, not fire, hell, brimstone, because fire, hell, and brimstone is all about passing the plate. It's all about scaring people, using Christianity as a form of a scare tactic so that you can make more money in the collection plate. Because if you scare people and you frighten people and then you tell them, but you have the message, you have the key to give them everlasting life, that's heresy number one, but that's what they do. Because they scare you, then they pass out the plate, and everyone puts money in it.
Yeah.
Because but that's the way it works. But that is not Christianity.
No.
So that's the message that I try to teach. So and it's important. You know, I mean, I'll tell you this one very quick. There was a person who went to I was at a paranormal conference, And he was told because he got a divorce, he could never receive communion again. Never. And so I was at a paranormal conference doing a lecture, and I did Mass. They let me have Mass there on Sunday. And he showed up, and he came up to me. And if you didn't go to reconciliation, or if you can't receive communion, you cross your arms and you ask for a blessing. And then I asked him, do you want to receive communion? I said it very quietly, and he said, I can't. And I said, why? He said, because the pastor told me that I'm going to burn in hell because my wife cheated on me and I got a divorce. And I looked at him right in his eyes, would you like to receive communion today? And he said, yes. I distributed communion to him, and he sobbed.
Mm-hmm.
Sobbed. I mean, even now, it brings tears to my eyes. He sobbed. I had to stop Mass for 15 minutes to embrace him. And everybody was embracing him. That's Christ.
And that's the, I think that's the message that I think a lot of people are missing from organized religion of, in my opinion, of the fact, like you just said, that sometimes it all feels so, it feels so confined and that it's all about what you do wrong instead of what you do right. And that's the sort
Amen
of,
Amen to that.
And that's right. The thing that is really, really difficult to understand. We have a caller on. I don't know if we can get to her as quickly as possible. I have less than a minute left, but let's try real fast. We have Anne from Tucson. And Anne, you're on Ghostbox Radio. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I wanted to ask Bishop Long a question.
Yes.
As a medium, and I'm help, you know, I use my gifts to help others and connect with their loved ones. But a lot of them, I wanted to, you know, for you, referring to your courses, which one do you recommend I start with that offers, that would help me offer others peace, basically? Because a lot of people that I come across tend to feel any energy is evil due to the unknown. And I was just kind of curious if you could help guide me with that.
Thank you for your call, Anne. Bishop Long, we have like 10 seconds to answer that question.
Anne, I want you to continue to walk with God, take all the courses because they're all there in the program, and your gift is a gift of God, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Bishop James Long is presiding bishop of the United States Old Catholic Church, and he's a well-respected exorcist. Please consider donating to him through his ministry at www.bishopjameslong.com. We'll be back next week with some guests from Travel Channel celebrating Ghosttober. This is Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Talk, AM 950. Thank you very much for joining us. See you next week.